When looking at the Ten Commandments, there are two really key commandments that are in there. We've talked about the one that basically says that we are to love God, honor God, have no other gods before God. And another one that's brought into the New Testament, and it's brought in basically intact as expressed in the Old Testament, is the commandment to honor our parents. And the word honor in this passage, in Ephesians chapter 6, is a word that basically means to fix a value on something or to consider it a prized possession. In the original Hebrew, back in Exodus 20, when it talks about honoring, the word there basically means to be heavy, which is a strange way to think about it. But it is used to describe as someone heavy with wealth in that sense. Someone who's considered then important and impressive. You know, it's like the guy who wants to make an impression. He takes a big bag of money. That's what it's talking about when it says honor in that sense. Take a look at 1 Samuel as an example. 1 Samuel chapter 9 and in verse 6. He said to him, "Behold, now there is a man of God in this city, and the man is held in honor. All that he says surely comes true. Now let us go there. Perhaps he can tell us about our journey on which we have set out." There is respect. There is honor because what the man says comes true. He has basically knows what God wants. And so people held him in respect because of that. So in Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." We start out with a command that tells the children to obey their parents. And then he proves this point by continuing on in verse 2, saying, "Honor your father and mother," which is the first commandment with a promise, "so that you may be well, so that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth." So he proves his point that children ought to obey their parents by quoting the Old Testament passage, the commandment, the fourth commandment, that one is to honor their parents. And so one aspect of honoring, at least as a child, of honoring your parents, is doing what they ask you to do. In fact, in Colossians, Paul further says, in Colossians 3 and verse 20, says, "Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." God is pleased by children being obedient to their parents. Now, one aspect of this, and the reason why it's such an important concept, is we were talking about this in Sunday morning class about being submissive. And that society does not function without people being in charge and other people following after those who are in charge. Where do you practice that? Well, it has to be while you're a child. You learn to follow after those who are in authority. Children that don't listen to their parents, don't do what their parents tell them to do, they're not going to be fit citizens in a government, in a country. It's going to become chaos. Things are going to break down because there's no respect for those in charge. Now, along with that, in Proverbs chapter 1, and in verse 8, It says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teachings. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck." So another aspect of following after your parents is listening to what they say. And it's not just merely, yeah, I heard the words. But the implication is actually putting them into practice. And he actually gives a reason for that here. It makes you look good. Just like, you know, wearing jewelry and wearing a necklace or whatever brings attention and makes you look better. So when you listen to what your parents say, it actually makes you look better. Even when being disciplined, children are told that they need to pay attention. Take a look at Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15 and verse 5. It says, "A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible." And the simple answer is, I don't know any of us who are perfect. We all make mistakes. There are going to be times when I'm going to have to be told I'm wrong. And the sensible thing is to listen to that and correct whatever's going wrong. Yet I meet a lot of people in today's world that you tell them they're wrong, they just dig in. They don't really listen to anybody else. And that's a foolish way to approach the world. Because it basically says, well, I'm always right. That I'm somehow perfect. And yet we would expect, especially children that need things to be learned. And another reason children are to listen to their parents is simply because they have respect for them. Take a look at Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs 30. And in verse 11, "There is a kind of man who curses his father and does not bless his mother." There's no respect there. Curse basically means to wish ill. Okay, a child is supposed to be grateful to his parents. Now, it doesn't mean your parents are perfect. They're people too. They make mistakes. But still, they're giving of their time and effort to bring you up. They feed, they clothe you, they house you. And for that, there's nothing else for those reasons. It ought to be one of respect. And it basically means that, you know, honoring your parents, that you don't mock them. You don't treat them scornfully. In fact, look at verse 17 of the same chapter, Proverbs 30, verse 17. "The eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the ravens of the valley will pluck it out, and the young eagles will eat it." It's basically saying, ever seen a kid that gets really annoyed at you and gives you the evil eye? You know, it's talking about that one. They don't actually say anything, but there's this look on their face that says they really don't really believe what's going on. Even that's disrespectful. And that's against what God wants us to do. And it can be shown in other parts of our body language. Take a look at Leviticus 19. In Leviticus 19 and in verse 32... it says, "You shall rise up before the gray-headed and honor the aged. You shall revere your God. I am the Lord." I find that interesting passage because he tells people to stand up, basically, when old people walk into a room. It's a way of showing respect to them. But then he follows that by saying, that reflects on your respect to God as well. In other words, if you can imagine, you know, the teenager who's slouched in the chair, and dad walks into the room and he just says, "Hi, Pops." That the body language doesn't show respect. Okay? Though I know a lot of parents who would probably appreciate that fact that they at least acknowledged that they walked into the room. But that's the idea, is that we're trying to talk about how to be respectful. And it's just not in words. It's not. It's just body language. It's how you approach somebody, how you look at them. It also can mean also having a bit of fear. Take a look at that same chapter, Leviticus 19, back at verse 3. It says, "Every one of you shall reverence his father and mother. You shall keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God." And the word reverence there is a word for fear. There ought to be, you know, the sense of respect. Have at least a little bit of fear for what dad might do or mom might do if I don't be respectful. And as we mentioned before, that, you know, a child is not to curse his parents, not to wish them ill. In Proverbs 20, Proverbs 20 and verse 20, it says, "He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will go out in a time of darkness." Now, a lamp is your guidance. It shows you which way to go. When you don't have respect for your own parents, when you're cursing them, when you wish them ill, when you really badly need guidance, that's when you lose it. And it starts out with a disrespect of parents. Or take a look at what it says in Exodus 21. Exodus 21. And in verse 17. "He who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." The Old Testament was very strict about this idea. You don't treat your parents. Now, when they're talking about, they're not talking about using profanity against the parents. That's wrong, too. That's not what they're talking about here. It's to make light of them. Hold them in contempt. Treat them basically disrespectfully. And again, the reason why this is so serious and why it had it a death penalty of all things for it is because it's showing that there's someone who's growing up without any respect for authority. This is a person who's going to be a problem in society for the rest of their life. And if it doesn't stop early on, it's going to continue to be a problem. Now, direct application of this is back in verse 15 of that same chapter. It says, "He who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." Now, here's definitely a sign of disrespect: hitting your own parents. It's not taking proper respect of the parent. Now, in Proverbs chapter 28, there's another aspect of honoring your parents. Proverbs 28, and in verse 24, it says, "He who robs his father or his mother and says, 'It's not a transgression,' is a companion of a man who destroys." Don't steal from your own parents. Don't cause them harm. Don't think you can do things to your parents and it doesn't matter. After all, they're just my parents. That attitude is wrong. Rather than taking from them and hurting them, the Bible teaches that we're to care for our parents, especially as they get older. In 1 Timothy, chapter 5, here talking about women, but it says, honor widows who are widows indeed. And then jumping down to verse 8, it says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, especially those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. And then jumping down to verse 16, he says, if any woman who is a believer has dependent widows, she must assist them, and the church must not be burdened so that it may assist those who are widows indeed. Now, especially in that society, but it's still true even today, women tend to outlive the men. And if a woman basically outlives her family, she needs somebody to take care of her. And that became if she was a member of the church and faithful, that becomes a church problem. But if she has family, that's their duties. Because that's part of honoring your parents, is taking care of those who took care of you when you were young. Because as we get old, we get more feeble, some of us lose our minds. Proper honor for and respect for parents is to say, when you can't take care of yourself, I'll make sure that you're taken care of. Now, sometimes the question comes up, well, it doesn't matter who my parents are. Who are my parents? Kind of like, who's my neighbor? Your parent is the person who raises you or is raising you. That's who your parent is. Doesn't necessarily mean you share the same genetic code. It's the person who is caring for you. And sometimes I get questions because people write in, because, hey, every parent is not the same. What about my mom or my dad, just absolutely despicable, mean, grouchy person that's really hard to get along with. And there are parents like that. I found a quote that was written by Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and I just liked how she expressed it. She said, this commandment is not qualified. It does not mean honor only if the person is personally perceiving as deserving. Honor only if the person always reciprocates. Honor only if it's pleasing to you to do so. Honor only if you get compliments for doing so. Honor only if it feels right. Honor only if other people also do so. See, we put all sorts of qualifications on it. Now, if you got a parent who is just really hard to get along with, you still need to see that they're taken care of in their old age. Maybe they're too hard to get along with to have actually in your own house to take care of them in their old age, but you should see to it. You should be respectful for them. Just as an example, take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 24. Because I find this kind of interesting. David is on the run for his life. King Saul has been trying to kill him. But King Saul happens to be David's father-in-law because he married one of Saul's daughters. So in verse 24, verse 10, 1 Samuel 24, verse 10, behold this day your eyes have seen that the Lord has given you today my hand in the cave. And some said to kill you, but my eye had pity on you. And I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Now, my father, see the edge of your robe is in my hand. For in that I cut off the edge of your robe and did not kill you. Know and perceive that there is no evil or rebellion in my hand. And I have not sinned against you, though you are lying in wait for my life to take it. Talk about a really bad in-law problem. Here's a guy who's actually trying to kill him. And he's still talking respectfully. Even when the man is trying to kill him, David treats him with respect and points out, I'm not going to strike back. And he calls him father, even though he's his father-in-law. But he's still in a position of being a parent. Now, you might have a parent who's evil, but respect for a parent doesn't mean following a parent into evil. No, a parent's authority is basically granted to them by God. And so if a parent violates the laws of God, well, a child has to follow the higher authority. He has to follow God. And we also need to remember, too, that when we're respecting our parents, we can't put respect for our parents above God. Take a look at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I set a man against his father, and a mother against her daughter, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. There has to be a proper perspective. There has to be an acknowledgement of the hierarchy that exists. God comes first. And if my parents want something wrong done that's against God's laws, it should be no question. God comes first. So treating a parent with respect doesn't mean they have such high priority that they dominate everything in your life. God has to come first. So while honoring your parents doesn't depend on your parents' behavior, there is also an implication in this command that we oftentimes don't think about when you turn it the other direction. There's an implication here that there's obligations on the parents' part. If a child honors his parents by listening to their instructions, then a parent must give instructions that are in accordance with God's will. And we find that in Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 4. Ephesians 6 verse 4 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 19, it says, You shall teach them to your sons, talking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your sons may be multiplied on the land, which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them as long as the heavens remain above the earth. A parent is to teach God's laws constantly, always reminding, putting out written reminders, putting out verbal reminders, talking about doing what is right. It benefits both the parent and the child. And if a child is to respect his parent, then, of course, the parent needs to expect respect from the child. In Proverbs 22, and in verse 15, it says, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him." I've seen parents let their... Usually it's in Walmart. Some ladies, they're trying to talk the little girl into going down the aisle and behaving, and she's throwing a fit. And nothing's done. That's not respect, and it's not a demand of respect either. There has to be an expectation that people behave themselves. And there should be consequences when it's not done. Children tend to be foolish, yes. They have no experience. In Proverbs 13 and in verse 24, "He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." It's a part of our loving of our children to make sure that they are going to do what's right, that they grow up to be good citizens. See, a child is not necessarily going to have respect unless there's a habit of respect that's instilled in the child. And when a child is taught to respect his parents, then that is the beginning of a greater perspective of the world at large. Because a child is notorious for having a very self-centered view of the world. After all, when you start out as a baby, everything is about me as a baby. And that's expected. But you have to grow out of it. By respecting his parents, the child begins to see that there are others worthy of consideration, not just themselves. It's the beginning of eventually loving your neighbor as yourself. That's why I'm saying this is, you know, probably the key command here. Because this is what starts the process of seeing that other people are important. In other words, each of the Ten Commandments, there has a greater aspect than just the mere surface words that you're looking at. It's not just a commandment for children. That commandment is also one for parents. And as with all the commands of God, there's the following of it has benefits. That benefits each one of us. In this particular case, he spells it out. There's a promise of a longer life. Not just on this world, because, well, you know, really rebellious kids, they're the ones that end up doing dumb things, like trying to hold up a store and getting shot. You know, it's that type of problem that ends up happening. You respect your parents, that leads to respect to the laws of the land, which leads to you living a little bit longer. You know, it's a natural consequence. But there's another aspect of it too, because it leads you to obeying God. And God's offering eternal life. And that's a really long time to live. So following the commands of God eventually leads you to the waters of life. And if there's anyone here who wishes to obey God, not just in honoring their parents, but honoring God the Father, by becoming his child, There's no better time than right now to put on Christ. For those of you who are children of God, would like the prayers of your brethren on your behalf. We offer that time as well. Why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song Selected.